Hello, my name is Keegan Peck, and this is the Pipeline Project Podcast. Do you feel like you make a difference in this world? Do you feel like you make a difference in the lives of others? Do you feel like you do things that go unnoticed? Maybe sometimes you get discouraged and think nothing you do even matters. Maybe you've given a lot of yourself, and you just get exhausted and frustrated and wonder what the point is. Or maybe you need to be given direction on how to make a difference and to change the world for the better. If you've ever looked for advice on how to go about changing the world, here it is. You can't. Was that the answer you were expecting? It probably wasn't. Maybe that makes you angry and your mind is being flooded with all these ways you believe you can change the world for the better. But I want you to think about something. Is there anyone you can think of off the top of your head that has changed the world? I'll bet some names come to mind, but now I want to ask you this. What did they do to change the world? If everyone around them was removed, their families, their friends, their colleagues, everyone in their immediate circle, what did that one person do single-handedly to change the world? I'm sure you follow me now. Because without the help of others, even in some cases technologies created by others long before them, those great people and great leaders could have done very little to change much of anything. They only did what they could with the resources they had at the time. They did what they could at that time, in that place, and with the people and resources at their disposal. They did what they could in their circle of influence. How does it make you feel to hear that? To know that you only have to worry about those you're around and your current situation day by day. You might have heard some version of this modern-day parable. The telling of it is a little different in every instance. And as to some of its scientific accuracy, that could be debated from what I've researched. But it in no way affects the message. One morning, a young girl walked to the beach and saw it littered with starfish as far as she could see. The currents from the storm the previous night had caused them all to be stranded on the beach and out of the water. Knowing the sun would continue to dry them out and eventually kill them, she started picking them up and throwing them back into the ocean. After a while, a fisherman came along and saw the little girl throwing the starfish into the ocean. He came up to her and said, "What are you doing?" She answered, "I'm saving the starfish. If they don't make it back into the water, they'll die." The fisherman, looking at the starfish-covered beach, told her, "You can't possibly save them all. There are far too many of them. What difference can you possibly make?" The little girl looked down at the sand, picked up another starfish, and threw it into the ocean. Then she looked up at the fisherman and said, "It made a difference to that one." I love this parable because it is such a great reminder to us that we can only change what we can change. We all get discouraged at times and think that what we do doesn't matter. But while we can't always make a difference in the world, we can make a world of difference to those around us. There's a parable Jesus told in Matthew and Luke that most of us have probably heard, but I'd like to read it now. This comes from Matthew 25. Verses 14 through 29. "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received the 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his lord's money. After a long time, the lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' And his Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There are many lessons to be derived from this parable. But one is that the servants were each put in charge of a certain amount of money. Each one had a different amount. But that was all that they were put in charge of, and were to work on to improve. In the same way, God has given each of us spiritual talents, be it leadership, music, service, fundraising, speaking, etc., as well as certain spheres of influence. We are where we are, in this time and in this place, surrounded by certain people, because that's what God intended. So we each do our part, as little as it may seem, to make a difference in our realm of influence, in our corner of the world. Thinking of some biblical figures like Esther or Daniel or Joseph, think of the far-reaching impact they had on so many people. But it all came about because they made a difference in the lives of people around them. Those single individuals could only influence those currently in their sphere and in their circle of influence. It was up to God to do the rest. A modern example that comes to mind is Oskar Schindler, who owned a factory in Krakow, Poland, during the Second World War, and used his position and his own funds to save 1,200 Jews from certain death at the hands of the SS. Though 1,200 seems like nothing when compared to the 6 million who were murdered by the Nazis, what kind of an impact did it have on those 1,200? Matthew 5:14-16 says, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So when you feel discouraged, and it feels like you can't possibly make a difference in the world, remember two things. You can't, but God can. You just have to worry about those around you and let God do the rest. If you would like to get in touch with us, and we would love it if you would, you can reach us at feedback@thepipelineproject.com. If you enjoy the show, please spread the word to help us to continue to grow our audience. Be sure to subscribe to the show to have it delivered right to your device. And while you're there, we'd greatly appreciate a rating or a review to help more people find our show. Watch for future episodes released on Sundays. See you next time, and thanks for listening.